I'm Annie Lewin, and I'm the Title IX coordinator here at Shepherd University.
And I'm Molly Lover, and I'm an undergraduate student at Shepherd University. I study biochemistry, and I'm from Bluefield. We're planning an anti-violence rally called RAMS Rally for Respect on our campus, and the goal is to promote a passion for anti-violence and non-violent living, as well as violence prevention. The event will have several elements, some drawing from a more rally style, where we'll be marching and chanting and trying to excite everyone, and then we'll also have more informative elements about different areas of violence and violence prevention.
Okay, what are some of the more informative elements?
We are trying to actually represent as many different types of violence as possible. So different organizations on this campus will actually be hosting stations at the rally. We are going to have a station from Title IX and Counseling Services with information about IPV and resources on campus. The Shenandoah Women's Center will be hosting a station about their resources as well as domestic violence information. The Pan-African Student Union will be hosting a table on cultural violence and so forth. There are multiple other organizations at Shepherd, Allies, the Movember Committee,
Multicultural Leadership Team,
Student Athletic Advisory Committee.
Why do you think it's important to have an event like this? What do you hope it conveys?
My focus is on gender-based harassment, discrimination, violence, but we're really trying to shift the culture from a culture where violence is normalized to a culture where respect is normalized. So that's really like the motivation for this rally for respect, to get everybody on board to shift that culture.
Just to clarify, though, we don't have a particularly violent campus, do we?
No, we don't. But it's really a general culture of violence in society, in American society.
Along with the culture of respect idea is that we create a feeling where people feel empowered to stand up for the people around them. So we talk a lot about bystander intervention and bystander empowerment, and what that really means is making people feel educated and comfortable to speak up in situations that they don't think are right. And that can be anything from someone bullying someone and saying something that's unreasonable, or someone being a victim of a sexual assault. These situations where we want bystanders to intervene are on an extreme range, so that's what we're trying to create.
What makes you passionate about this?
That's, you know, one of the things I fell in love with about Shepherd. When I first came as a freshman, actually, I think when I visited in the summer, I saw something on a billboard about some coexist event, and I felt like immediately that this was a really inclusive place where there were students, but also administrators and people on campus working to create an environment of respect. I think that's the best word for it.
I've always had a passion for social justice and activism. And what we know about national statistics is that there's an alarming amount of violence that's occurring in our society. And what we know is that when we raise awareness and we empower people, that violence decreases. So really, it's promoting that culture of respect.
So I'm Tessa Chafin. I do the social media stuff for the Rising Love political science major from Morgantown, West Virginia. With the whole stuff that's going on with the community of violence and everything that's in America today, I just felt like I should do whatever I can to ease that and lessen the impact. I feel like even if it is small and just in the community, it's still an impact. And that's, you know, one drop in the pond, but still my part, I guess.